Coming up on 8:39 on FLX Morning here on Finger Lakes News Radio. On this Tuesday, we are joined by a whole host of folks from UR Medicine, Finger Lakes Health, including Kim Alacqua, who will do the introductions. But first, I know you had an announcement you wanted to make, correct, Kim?
Yes, thanks, Paul. Good morning, everybody. I'm very excited to announce that next Thursday on February 27th at 3 p.m., we're going to be doing a ribbon cutting for the new x-ray room at Soldiers and Sailors Memorial Hospital. As you know, we did celebrate the centennial anniversary of Soldiers and Sailors last year, and all of our fundraising went to raise money for the new x-ray room. The celebration's at 3 p.m., and we invite the public to come.
Excellent. And why don't you introduce us to our guests here from Soldiers and Sailors today?
Yes, today we have Andre Forcier. Andre is the Assistant Vice President for our Physician Network. And we also have Mary Jane, who's the Practice Manager of Soldiers and Sailors Health Center, as well as our Penn Yan Urgent Care. And they're going to be talking about our new location for Urgent Care in Penn Yan today.
Excellent. And welcome to both of you, Andre. Mary, good to have you both here.
Thank you.
Absolutely. And Andre, I'll start with you, or either one of you could actually answer this question. The idea of having the urgent care at Soldiers and Sailors, is this something that's been a long time coming, a long time planning, or was this something that was more of a recent development where it was determined there was a need?
No, it really has been in the making for quite some time. And based on the community need and asking for this service, we're really happy to be able to offer that now.
How long has the process been from initial startup to being able to get to the point now to actually have a functioning urgent care on the second floor of Soldiers and Sailors?
Well, the inception really started a couple of years ago, just monitoring volume and trying to determine that the community need was actually there. But the planning process, the hardcore planning process of putting it in place, getting the people hired, and getting the website developed and ready to go was really about an eight-month process.
And Mary, what's your role in the operation of this urgent care?
So I've actually been throughout the entire planning process from start to finish. So I just oversee the day-to-day, monitoring volumes, getting feedback from the patients to see how we can best provide for our community, and just keeping everybody on the same page to give the best care and high quality care that we can to our community.
Now, we hear people talk about, oh, I've got to go to urgent care for something. What is an urgent care center and what different types of services do they offer?
Yeah, so urgent care is for those types of visits that are urgent but not emergent. So the minor cuts, colds, coughs, maybe a little bit of upper respiratory infections, UTIs. It's not intended for emergent situations. So if you're having a more complicated condition like chest pain, severe head injury, severe bleeding, those are more emergent type situations and where you want to go to the emergency room.
So say I were to like stub my toe and feel like maybe I broke a toe or something, urgent care is a good option rather than going to the emergency room?
Absolutely, yeah. So minor bumps and bruises, we can do x-ray on site so we can determine if no, it's not fractured, or if it does require follow-up to an orthopedic surgeon, we can take care of that referral as well.
And Mary, where does the staffing for the urgent care come from? Were people pulled from Soldiers and Sailors, or were there outside hires that were brought in?
So we actually, the staffing, we are, still hiring for a few positions, LPN and medical secretaries, but we do have an LPN position that's right local from the area. So the majority of our staff are right local in the Penn Yan, Prattsburg area.
And having an urgent care at an actual hospital, I've never actually heard of this happening before. Is this something that's fairly commonplace, or is this kind of a new idea?
It's not entirely new. So there was iterations of this a while back called minute clinics and things like that, where they would have the urgent care co-located or right next door to the emergency room. We're actually not in the emergency room. We're on the second floor of the hospital. So it's not a new concept, but the location was so convenient because it's centrally located and we have some resources on site that we were able to take advantage of.
And I've got to think that, if somebody comes in with what they think is an urgent need that actually turns out to be an emergent need, the fact that you're right there at the hospital already has got to be mega convenient.
That's right. Yeah, it's very convenient. So some of our other urgent care centers, we would have to call the ambulance and get transported. We're here, you're already inside the hospital, and we can help get the patient there safely.
Mary, if you could answer to guess, how many people are employed at the urgent care?
At our urgent care, currently we only have 2 to 3 employees, but overall in the entire office, combined with Soldiers and Sailors Health Center, we have about 18 employees. So we work as a team together. It's not, you know, urgent care and the provider's office. We all work as one team
so
together.
So it's kind of a shared resources model then.
Yeah. Yeah, it sure is. Right now, as Mary said, we're hiring more staff. So our hours currently are 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Monday through Friday. We've got some additional people that have hired and signed on. We're just waiting for them to start. So starting in May, we're expanding our hours. We're actually going to be open Monday through Saturday, 8 a.m. to 8 p.m.
Fantastic. We're talking with Andre and Mary. They're both from the brand new urgent care at Soldiers and Sailors Memorial Hospital in Penn Yan, part of the UR Medicine Finger Lakes Health chain here on FLX Morning. I'm curious to know as to how many patients traditionally come through an urgent care.
Well, it depends on the community, right?
Right.
But the first couple of weeks that we've been open, it's been very well received. So we're seeing anywhere from 15 patients a day up to 23 patients a day in an 8-hour shift.
And what kind of feedback are you getting from the patients that are coming in?
It's mostly been all positive feedback. A lot of people coming in, they didn't realize we were there, and they were so happy that they could just walk right up, get an appointment, sit down, and be seen within, you know, 10, 15 minutes, sometimes longer wait times if it is a little bit busier. But it's been all positive feedback.
And I've got to think having the urgent care there on site at the hospital also is going to take some of the pressure off the inflow of the emergency room.
That's right. So that's another advantage is it decompresses that emergency room where they can really focus on the really sick people. So the folks having the chest pain and the heart attacks really take some of that less emergent thing and puts it in a more appropriate setting.
Now, if somebody wants to make an appointment, they can make an appointment, but they can also walk in, correct?
Yep. So we do offer online scheduling as well, and you can do that on our website at www.flhealth.org. And then we also you do walk-ins as well as you can call ahead of time. Our phone number is 315-531-2020 to check wait times or to schedule an appointment as well.
So we're kind of getting in on the ground floor here where the urgent care has just opened recently. What's the long-term goal for the urgent care program? Would there be an expansion out of the existing space, perhaps to become larger or be able to see more patients down the road?
Absolutely, yeah. So we'll keep an eye on volumes, and as the community need increases and volume grows, we're willing to expand to meet that demand, yeah.
What's the lost my train of thought there for a second. What's the feeling inside the community about this urgent care? I've got to think that when the announcement was made that one was opening, there were probably a lot of smiles and people welcoming this whole opportunity with open arms, shall we say.
Yeah, so I actually born and raised in Penn Yan, so I've lived in the community, know quite a few people, and you know, just on social media, I've seen, you know, great, it's about time, you know, just everybody's been waiting this for this because you know, there's limitations on travel, you know, PCP offices not available with appointments, so I'm just really happy to be a part of, be able to provide this to our community.
I'm glad you mentioned that because that's one of the great resources of having an urgent care in a particular area is if your primary care physician is booked, well, you've got the opportunity to go to the urgent care and they can handle a lot of the same things that your primary care would take care of.
That's right. Yeah. So your primary care, we live in a health provider shortage area, meaning there simply aren't enough primary care providers to go around to meet the demand. So this sort of decompresses the primary care office so they can take care of these more acute, non-emergent situations. So they can spend time with your chronic conditions, your diabetes, your high blood pressure, things like that, where the urgent cares are more of the one-and-done treatment.
And I'm sure with the shared resources model, too, from an employee standpoint, the fact that you're getting to work in a different environment on occasion if you're switching out and maybe you're doing one shift at urgent care or one shift on a regular floor, that's got to be pretty good, too, because it kind of mixes up the routine a little bit.
Absolutely. I have a great team of staff members at the office willing to jump in wherever, whenever needed. And they get to experience, some different styles of taking care of patients. So it's definitely an experience for growth and for the employees as well.
So to recap, the urgent care is on the second floor of Soldiers and Sailors Memorial Hospital. And the current hours, Andre, are?
They're currently Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Once you walk through the main entrance of the hospital, there's all kinds of yellow signs and arrows pointing to urgent care. It's real easy to find. But if you have any trouble getting there, feel free to stop and ask any of our friendly staff members in the hospital. They'll gladly show you the way.
And Mary, again, the website, if people wanted to go ahead and make an appointment for urgent care in Penn Yan?
It is www.flhealth.org.
All right. Fantastic. Andre, Mary, thank you very much for stopping by. Kim, thank you to you as well. Much appreciated.
Thank you. Have a good day.
It is 8:49 on FLX Morning.